I'm Bill Littlefield, head and only a game. Cleveland's Cuyahoga River welcomes athletes with an inextinguishable passion for rowing. But first, there has been no talk this season of an NHL lockout. Not yet, anyway. In fact, it seems like the 2010-2011 campaign just ended a week or so ago. But the NHL season is, in fact, upon us, so it's time to talk with Helene Elliott of the LA Times. Helene, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks so much, and it really does feel like the season ended yesterday,
doesn't
it?
Oh, isn't it the truth? Hockey fans here in Boston, of course, have been celebrating pretty much nonstop since June 15th, which is when the Bruins won their first Stanley Cup title in nearly four decades. Would it be irresponsible of me to suggest that this team could be celebrating a championship next year as well, even though they lost on opening night when they raised the banner?
No, I think it's a very reasonable suggestion because the Bruins are largely the same team. I mean, the core is there. They've obviously been through pressure, so they know what it's like to win pressure. They won three game sevens along the way. But, you know, if it were that easy to win back-to-back championships, somebody would have done it since the Red Wings last did it in 97 and 98. I mean, the hockey playoffs are the most taxing in any sport. I mean, you're going at it for 2 months. You're crisscrossing the country in the finals. It takes a lot out of you. It really isn't easy to repeat, but I think the Bruins do have a decent chance.
The Vancouver Canucks and their fans must have had a tough summer. They won the first two games of the finals, lost Game 7 at home. Has the team made any significant changes since losing in the finals?
Well, they lost one of their key defensemen, actually, Christian Ehrhoff, as a free agent. But it was a difficult summer in Vancouver for a lot of reasons. I mean, there were a lot of examinations into what happened with the post-Cup riots and why they weren't prepared. And, you know, to be fair, there were some good stories coming out of that and that a lot of people went downtown and volunteered to clean up. That was nice to see, you know. But it was a tough summer for the Canucks, and I'm curious to see how they react to that. I think psychologically it could really drain them, and I wouldn't be surprised if they have a little bit of a slow start.
Which teams helped themselves most in the off season, and which did least to improve themselves?
You know, I look at the Chicago Blackhawks, and I really like some of the moves they made in terms of adding some toughness. I think they're better now. I think they're stronger. I think they're deeper. I like what they did. You know, you look at San Jose, and, you know, every year people pick San Jose to win the cup, and every year people sit there and go, why did I do that? I should have known better. But, you know, this year they shook things up a little bit. I like what they did. I think they mixed the chemistry a little bit, and at least maybe they'll go to the conference finals before they choke again.
The Pittsburgh Penguins have been without star player Sidney Crosby since January. Do we have any update on when he is expected back? And what do you think about the Penguins returning to championship form?
You know, with concussions, it's just so unpredictable. You know, there's been progress for Crosby. He went with them on their season-opening trip out to Western Canada and across the not-yet-frozen Canadian prairies. But he's not ready for contact. He's not ready to play. It's really impossible to put a date on it. You know, that said, I really like the Penguins this season. Evgeny Malkin missed an awful lot of last season with a knee problem, and he's come back from surgery. And from what I've seen and read, he's just looking terrific. So I really like that team. I think that team and the Capitals and your Boston Bruins will be battling it out towards the end.
Have you got a team that nobody likes much, a potential dark horse to kind of put us on to at this point?
That's a really good question. You know, some people are looking at the St. Louis Blues and saying that they can improve this season. They were struck with a lot of injuries last season. They didn't have the depth to cope with that. So some people are looking at the Blues. I wouldn't call the LA Kings a dark horse, but a lot of people are looking at them as a potential Western Conference finalist because they made some moves in the offseason, acquiring Mike Richards, signing Simone Gagné, that really have given them more depth than they've had in an awful long time.
The league has a new team, sort of. The Winnipeg Jets, nay, Atlanta Thrashers, will bring hockey back to long-suffering Manitobans. Will the change of location help that underachieving franchise?
Well, you can look at it two ways. They're going to be playing before crazy, happy, packed houses every single game. So if you're looking for an emotional lift, they'll get that. But because the move happened so late, the NHL didn't realign, so the Winnipeg team is still in the Southeast Division. So you're going to have some very goofy road trips coming up here.
The NHL's new league disciplinarian, Brendan Shanahan, has not been shy about exercising his authority, even in the preseason, when he suspended a number of players for illegal hits. And some NHLers have voiced their approval. Will Shanahan be able to change the culture of the NHL?
I think he will, and I can't say enough how I applaud Shanahan for being open about his decisions. I mean, he does these videos. Every time he issues a decision, he posts a video on the NHL website, and it's just so amazing and so refreshing for him to stand there and say, this is why I did this. This is what this player's responsibility was. This is what this player could have done. And the other day, he also did a compilation of clean hits, and I suspect that was in reaction to critics who were starting to mumble about they were taking the physicality out of the game. And he was showing a compilation of hits that are legal. You can still hit people shoulder to shoulder. You can still check people, but you just can't go for the head. You'd think, gee, that's logical, but this is the NHL. So logic and the NHL are not often acquainted.
The National Hockey League, of course, has gone through its own labor management problems in the past. This time around, it's the NBA that's been locked out. Do you get a sense of kind of happiness among the hockey community about that?
You know, I don't think anybody's going to be dancing on the NBA's grave at this point, because September 15th, 2012, the NHL's labor agreement expires. And no league wants to see another league in a labor strife situation. It's just not good for the fans. It's just not good for any sport.
Yeah, plus, the NHL can't exactly say, this has never happened to us.
That's right, yeah.
Helene Elliott covers the NHL for the LA Times, and she joins us from time to time to talk pro hockey, even during years when the cup does not reside in its rightful place. Thank you, Helene.
Thank you. I want to ride that.